guys. Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. So today I want to talk a little bit about what I've seen many, many times on whether it's on a Reddit post, whether it's on web apps like the dating where you can swipe like on Tinder and Bumble and some of these other dating things. This is a trend that I've seen for a while. I can also say it has personally happened to me. Let me explain. A woman would rather be or would rather share a high quality guy than be with one guy that she is attracted to or feels that he is a winner. A good example of this would be someone like Hugh Hefner. It would be someone like, I don't know, take any rock star, anybody that has a bevy of women that are interested in him. Women will be with them even though they know they have other women in their lives. This is a post that's from Reddit. I'm going to bring this up. And it shows you that you don't need to be a rock star. You don't need to be really anyone important. It's all about the mindset. And a woman would rather be with, or would rather share a winner than be with a guy that just doesn't do it for her. Let me get recording on this. Says I did a higher up at my company. I bedded a higher up at my company. Turns out they're a jerk. Yes, I had to edit the living heck out of this. Background. I had a crush on this dude who I really respected and I thought was cool. I pursued it because RIP. One day we went to go eat together, ended up at his apartment, and we went to the bedroom. We hooked up a total of 3 times. Our last hookup is when things went downhill. He mentioned he had bedded other people, 2 other people, and I was like, LOL. I didn't mind. Maybe I was a bit jealous, but honestly, not really. More like, why is he bragging? Should I be tilted? Anyway, I was like, that's cool, and we continued to chill. All right, now, again, most of the time when you're a guy and you're dating someone, you're kind of hanging out with them, and maybe you want to hang out with them again, you say, I want to tell her I like her. I want to show her that I'm a good guy, I'm respectable, I'm honorable. I'll tell you what, that will chase her off. However, if you're actually kind of rude and you are blunt about it, many times they'll actually become more attracted to you. Now, it kind of goes back to the video, if you've watched it, on my Why Do Women Like Bad Boys. It's the same thing. They're showing, look, I'm such high quality. I am so amazing. I don't even care about you. I will be with you because I'm a nice guy and everything, and what the heck, it's something to do. But don't think you're special. Usually I'm with much better women. Now, as a guy, that sounds very crude. And for a normal woman, you might even say, hey, I'm a normal person. I'm a normal woman. I don't think like that. Maybe not, but this is kind of many of the women that are growing up today and kind of getting into this sphere where, you know, there are more and more guys out there that are paying for these OnlyFans. They're kind of, not very socially acclimated, and so they're not comfortable asking out girls. They may not be what the girl's looking for as well. Maybe they're not tall, dark, and handsome or whatever. So that category of men is kind of out because they're just not even asking girls to date. Who is left? Well, who's left are the guys that are really attractive and the guys that have really good game and know how to talk to women. Well, they're going to be having all the fun. And I was telling a friend of mine this. She was having trouble dating. And I said, look, if you have to understand that young guys, if they're good looking, because she goes for like what most men or most women do. He's good looking. He's you know, athletic. He's attractive. Well, all women want that guy. And so when it's so easy for guys to go out and get the hookup game going, it's very hard to tie a guy down because he's got a lot of other options. So it actually works against women. Let's keep reading here. But as you can see, she's fine with him being with other women, probably because she feels like he's a very attractive, much more higher in demand gentleman. So it says here, so here comes the horrible part. We get to the bedroom. And while I'm giving him an Australian kiss, that's like a French kiss, but down under. While I'm giving him an Australian kiss, he asked me, how's it feel knowing another girl did this to him last week? And I was feeling vulnerable because his pipe was in my mouth and I also was caught off guard. So I responded too truthfully. I said, sad, I like you. Now, you see what I'm saying? It makes her sad. She likes him. In the meantime, she's still in the middle of doing an Australian kiss. This guy sounds like a jerk, right? I mean, it's a pretty jerky thing to do, saying, hey, you know, there was another girl doing this to me last week. But it didn't push her off. It didn't make her like him less. Watch. The next day, I thought about how I felt, and I texted him, telling him I didn't like it when he mentioned that girl during the bedroom, or about that during while they were in the bedroom. He texted back, which one? This guy's just, he's obviously making it clear that she is nothing to him. He might not even really care for her other than what they're participating in the bedroom. She said, I don't know what face he used, but F. F him, holy S. Then I was like, I don't really care. It's degrading, blah, blah. And basically, he never responded to me. I'm requesting advice. I'm still upset, and it's been more than a month since that text conversation. I want to express that I think he is crappy, and he shouldn't treat people this way. I want him to really apologize since he never did. I hate this dude, but I still like him, unfortunately. I haven't gotten over it. He's such a trash can, right? I also don't want to sound like a crazy person. Should I bring it up or not bring it up? If they were not talking anymore, there's nothing to bring up. He's ghosted you. He's disconnected. So it sounds to me like she's still hanging out with this guy a month later, still being disrespected, still saying that he's a trash can and she really kind of hates him, but she's still attracted to him and she may still be kind of hanging out with him. This is the problem that women don't understand, and I think some guys don't understand, and then there are guys that really understand this, is that if you're confident and you can have it come from a good place of security and self-knowledge and self-assuredness, you can be like this and you can be genuine. And now, yes, you may be genuinely a jerk, but what he's saying to her is, look, I really don't like you. I mean, yes, I will be with you, but I really don't like you. I mean, more than you know, the casualness of our bedroom activity. If she realized that and she did want a relationship, she would look for a quote-unquote nice guy, a guy that would treat her well. But you see, they're not exciting. They're boring. She wants somebody that's wanted by other people. It excites her, and I know this sounds crazy, and for those of you women that disagree with this, hear me out. He's wanted by other women. If a woman's walking with a man and all the women are checking him out, a woman will think, that's awesome. They all want him and he's mine. Men tend to think a little differently. If a man's walking down the street and all the guys are paying attention to a woman, most men don't, you may think, hey, if you're coming from a confident place, you may think, ah, I'm confident, but that's my girl and everybody likes her. But if you're not quite as confident, it can get a little stressful having so many men pay attention to your woman, because you know that gives her a lot of options. Where if a man has a lot of options and he chooses with you, I know it's complicated stuff, but this is kind of how it rolls. The thing is, what she's showing here is what we simply say hypergamy, right? The desire to be with women, want to date up. They want to date someone that is more powerful, has more money, that is attractive, that is better than they are, so that they have caught the best man they can catch. They don't want someone that is even to them. They don't want someone that is lesser to them. And this is a perfect proof. They would rather share what they deem as a high quality, high value male. They would rather share him than have a average guy all to themselves. And if you don't believe me, here it is right in front of you. It's a story. And you can Google this. You can Google hypergamy or web search. Google's kind of, they filter out their algorithms. But you do a web search for hypergamy, do a web search for women date up, women marry up, women don't marry. You know, I've done stories like this on this channel. But I thought this would be really interesting. All right, guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you've directly supported me, I appreciate it. And it means everything to me. And the other way you can support me is like, comment, share, and subscribe, and check out some of my older videos. A lot of you guys have asked me for certain topics. I've already done them. They're just a little bit older. Go to my main page and look back a little bit. Also, my new page, The Odd Man Out, which is going to be my news channel and my other topic channel, it is up. A link is down below this video if you want to go check it out. My first video is already out on Elon Musk. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, if you really do want to date, you can have an opportunity to date multiple women, but you're going to have to bring your A game and be the big fish in the little pond. Thank you.